For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Politicians spearheading the effort to legalize recreational marijuana say revenue isn't the driving force. It's about promoting criminal and social justice for people of color who have been unfairly targeted by the war on drugs. But prominent activists from minority communities are questioning if these lofty goals are actually possible. We've heard it from the sponsors.
Step one is ending prohibition, undoing the harm of the war on drugs.
We've heard it from our governor.
I think we should take this action for our state because of the beneficial criminal and social justice implications and the jobs that it will create.
Justice, say State Representative Kelly Cassidy and Governor J.B. Pritzker, is the most important part of legalization. But not everybody is buying it.
But we hear the people in power, they're saying, the biggest issue for us is social justice. Do you just not believe them?
No, I don't believe them.
That's Teresa Haley. She's the president of the Springfield chapter of the NAACP. Her group opposes legalization efforts, although she supports expunging records and releasing people from jail or prison for minor pot crimes. But Haley worries about what comes after that.
Where do they go? They don't have jobs, they don't have training programs, they don't have housing. So if you release them without programs and without the assistance that they need to be successful, you're setting them up for failure and to return back to the prison system.
To be fair, Illinois decriminalized the drug back in 2016, and even before that, not many people were prosecuted for only a small marijuana offense. According to the Center for Criminal Justice Reform, if Illinois did let people out of prison for these offenses, they could probably all fit into the same bus. As of June 2018, of the more than 40,000 inmates in prison, only 42 were serving sentences for felony cannabis possession. Still, Haley's larger point is Black and brown communities that have already been disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs will continue to suffer. Robert Moore, who is a retired chief of police and federal marshal, sides with Haley. He says legalization will allow law enforcement to continue to target minority communities.
As a police officer, I know that you're probably going to be carrying more than what you legally do. I can say that that's more than 3 ounces that you got. And so you got to prove maybe that that's true.
Since decriminalization, police departments aren't required to report misdemeanor arrests or tickets, so statewide data is scarce. But last summer, the Chicago Sun-Times found that of the 94 people that were busted for pot possession in the city, 76 of them were Black, 16 were Hispanic, and 2 were white. That's despite evidence that usage rates among races are primarily the same. Nationally, according to the ACLU, Blacks have been 4 times more likely to be arrested than whites for marijuana possession. And in Illinois, Blacks are up to 8.5 times more likely to be arrested. Moore believes this problem will persist.
These stops are going to happen. They're going to happen. It just can't be eliminated at this point with this free flow of drugs.
Ed Wojcicki, director of the Illinois Chiefs of Police, doesn't necessarily believe this, but says the conversation is important.
I think most law enforcement people would say we don't deliberately go out and adversely affect any Black or brown community. And I believe that that's true, but then I'd listen to others who would disagree.
Still, stakeholders say this restorative justice is the most important part of legalization. But right now, actual details of what that means or what it will look like are scant. Like the rest of the legislation, Representative Kelly Cassidy, a lead sponsor, says it's all an ongoing conversation.
We have to restore people's records. We have to make sure that that the damage done by the war on drugs, whether that's to individuals, to families, or communities, or neighborhoods, that has to be a priority in this model to make sure we get it right.
Without those details, though, some advocates for minority communities just aren't convinced.
I don't see this as being social justice. I see this as being social injustice because poor people will continue to be poor and be even poorer while the rich get richer.
Which leads us to another important piece, the economics. Who will own and profit from these businesses? That's next week. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.